It's been a long time, yeah, Fred.
Yeah. Nice seeing you again.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking.
How's that, buddy?
I think it would be interesting maybe for some of the listeners. You know, I used to tell a few friends, you know, how the group started. Now, Nancy, you and Fred could tell that story better than I can.
Yeah. We formed that group out of self-defense, remember?
Yeah, but do you remember I was late time, in the beginning?
Yeah, but at that time, when I had left, left Lena and everything and came back home, which was L.A., the fact that a lot of the guys in L.A. at that time, without being nameless, I mean, remaining nameless, I thought, hey, man, I was really looking forward to playing with them. And when I did start playing with them, I was very disappointed because seemingly the guys didn't grow, you know, they were sort of status quo. But yeah. But by the same token, if you remember correctly, after we got together, the most important thing was the fact that, like, all we were trying to do is play in tune. Because if this was the beginning of when rock and roll was just, you know, when was all of a sudden it just started taking off. And every musician, you know, that was good musicians, all of a sudden, in order just to make a living, just to survive, had to start putting on gloves. For instance, saxophone players had to wear boxing gloves. Trumpet players had to wear mittens to play on, right? You know, but basically, it was the fact that, like, we just wanted to play, and we wanted to play until we wanted to play good music. I already had the basics of the group. John Gross, who's
a French horn player.
I was originally going to be the member of the group, but unfortunately, as you know, he passed away.
Yeah.
And I was telling my plight to Fred that night, and he says, "Hey, well, you know, I've thought about playing maybe some jazz on the cello." I said, "Hey, well, man, it'd be dynamite." And when we start talking about a horn, right?
The Buddy Collette.
Buddy Collette.
Who else, yeah.
But anyway, the thing that I remember, maybe you can straighten me out on this, is when we did work at the Strollers, when I finally joined you, the original idea was not to have Fred play the cello with the group. He was playing piano. You remember when I came there? And Fred was playing cello solos. You know,
written, but
usually when we took an intermission, Fred would go out and play the cello solos, and the bandstand was so small that by the time we got back on the stand, he couldn't get back to the piano, so he began to improvise those lines with the cello, remember, which gave us ideas of how to write for you. You know,
right,
once we'd hear something that would work.
You know, I think something else is very important is the fact that, like, if people had a scene at place where we first, our first job.
You mean the Strollers.
The Strollers in Long Beach. Yeah. You know, originally it was a house of ill repute. And and they figured, hey, man, you got to be out of your bird. You're going to bring a band in here with a cello and a flute and everything. And we won them over within a short period of time.
First, we couldn't get anybody to record
us. Couldn't get arrested, right?
And then, after the radio broadcast for about a couple of weeks, they were all calling us, and we had three or four of them in there. And we finally decided to go with Dick Bach and Pacific Jazz at the time.
Thanks, buddy.
Oh, thank you.
Nice meeting you, guys.
Nice meeting you.
Thank you.